Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Aran Borno News. Today, Friday, being the 9th of December 2022, which is equivalent to 15th of Jumad al-Awwal 1444 after Hijra, I'm Al-Kali Muhammad Musa with the news. First, the headlines. NEDC flat off the construction of 54-kilometer Galda to Mutai Road in Yobe State. On malnutrition, 245,300 Katsina children requires immediate treatment, says UNICEF. Now the news in details. United Kingdom-based research group, African Cities Research Consortium, ACRC, organized a validation workshop today, Friday, at Indimi International Conference Center, University of Maiduguri, Borno State. The program, led by the University of Manchester, UK, the ACRC comprises of research institutions, policy think tanks, civil society organizations, and community-based researchers to help understand and facilitate creation of positive change in African urban residents since 2019. Dendal Kura Radio International recalls that ACRC picks Maiduguri and Lagos with the potential and the need for urban reform in Nigeria. Baba Kura Bukar, the research uptake lead, said the research is aimed to generate insight and evidence that will help improve the living conditions, services and life changes of all residents, particularly in disadvantaged communities, adding that the focus of the research is Maiduguri Metropolis and parts of Jere, Mafa and Kondiga local governments, in an effort to revamp the developmental backlash experience in Borno as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. Bukar stressed the need for contributions from government officials, civil society actors, as well as members of the local communities in terms of publicity to the project, adding that it will be of great help to attainment of the goal of conduct of the research. He appealed to them to mainstream some of the issues raised by way of news features, analysis and discussions with development experts on key issues of policy actions and interventions, stressing that the evidence-based research brings about the need to address a wide range of complex issues through their support for an ultimate solution. Some prominent dignitaries in attendance are General Manager Borno State Urban Development Board, Kaka Malam Umar, the Chairman Network of Civil Society Organizations Borno State, Comrade Bulama Abiso, and Zanna Boma of Borno, Zanna Boma Sharif, amongst others. Governor Babagana Umara Azlem unveiled a befitting office for the Monitoring, Evaluation and Special Project Units of the Governor's Office. The governor created the unit immediately after his assumption into office in 2019, in line with his administration's agenda of ensuring good governance, transparency and accountability. In his brief remarks before inviting the governor to commission the edifice, Engineer Ibrahim Idris Garba, special advisor heading the unit, said the office will serve as a headquarter of the unit as well as Borno Central Zonal Office. After the cutting of the tape by the governor symbolizing the official commissioning of the office, the special advisor took the governor and his entourage round the office complex. The governor in his remarks applauded the quality of leadership of the special advisor in steering the affairs of the unit and his team for supporting him. He assured to provide necessary administration support to the unit for maximum performance. You are listening to Aran Borno News on 98.9 FM, Voice for Peace.